Welcome to the Warsaw Community Church podcast, where you have a chance to listen to our most recent Sunday morning message. Please take a minute and subscribe to this podcast. And if you're interested, learn more about us by checking out our website at www.warsaw.cc. We hope this message inspires you, helps build your faith, and gives you a new perspective on your journey. And now, here's today's message.
We are starting a new year, and we're starting a new series. And typically what we do is to have a vision cast. We talk about where we believe God is taking us. We're not going to do that today. We want to do something differently. We're starting a new series, as Scott mentioned, and we want to focus on spiritual practices, spiritual training. And so, yeah, we watch a video like that, and we understand the physical part of that. We don't often do it, or I don't. But the same can be said in our spiritual lives. I want to read a verse to you from 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 8. It says this: "Physical training is good, but training for godliness is much better, promising benefit in this life and in the life to come." There's a benefit to having spiritual practices in our lives. And yes, physical activity and exercise is good. We would all do well. It does have a benefit to it. But spiritual exercise affects this life and the next. So I want to talk today specifically about two things: celebration and gratitude. And maybe from gratitude comes celebration. And I kind of know what you're thinking. After the year or 2 years that we've just had, are we really going to talk about gratitude? We're going to talk about thankfulness and being thankful for things. And, well, yes, we are. We need to. We need to be grateful for the things that God is doing. I want to talk about some of those things. But as you think about the environment of our society, whether it's financially or politically, our culture is fighting amongst itself. There's so much division, there's so much animosity, there's so much anger, there's so much angst, there's so much depression, so much anxiety. And we're going to talk about gratitude and celebration as a remedy for those things. That as God's children, as we express our gratitude and as we celebrate, it actually gives us confidence that God is doing what He says He's going to do. And so we're going to spend some time looking back. But before I do that, I wanted to read just a short article from the Scientific American. And these are two secular writers who did this research, and this is their conclusion. And they titled the article, "Psychiatry Needs to Get Right with God." So from a secular position, not understanding faith really, they recognize through their research this. It says, "In the past year, American mental health has sunk to its lowest point ever. Incidence of mental disorders increased by 50% when compared to pre-pandemic. Alcohol and other substance abuse surged, and young adults are now more than twice as likely to seriously consider suicide than they were in 2018. Yet the only group to see improvements in mental health last year were those who regularly attend religious services, at least weekly, virtually, or in person. 46% report excellent mental health, which is actually up from 42% a year ago." They conclude that with these numbers, psychiatry needs to utilize faith in the treatment of people's mental state. Their emotional health, their mental health is somehow connected. Now, sadly, these two secular authors don't know how it works. But we do, right? Well, at least 46% do. The other 54 of us, maybe we don't quite understand that either. But what we're going to be looking at is gratitude and how it affects our mental and emotional health. How it has the ability to actually build our faith, to give us strength, to feed our soul, and to cause us to fall deeper in love with our Lord Jesus Christ. So that's what this series is going to be. I know for me, when I think about a new year and we talk about resolutions, usually the resolutions, anybody still have any? Like, I was good until 12, you know, I got the resolution done. By 3 o'clock, when I went to bed, yes, I was up that late. 3 o'clock, but when I got up, my resolutions were already over, right? Overslept. Anyway, right? Like, resolutions don't work. It's just a thing that we try. We look back at the year and we say, man, I need to do better. I'm going to exercise. I'm going to do this. I'm going to change things. And then we do things just exactly the same way. I want to challenge us to make gratitude and celebration a part of our new 2022. Despite all that's going around us, in fact, maybe because of what's going on and around us, we can have more clarity of what God is doing. Gratitude that leads to celebration. I wanted to go through just a list of some things that God has done this past year. What He's done right around us, right in the center of our lives as we have gone through so much transition and so much difficulty. I want to start by talking about our connections. So this would be related to new people. And Scott talked about, hey, if you're new, do this, and we want to connect with you. Well, that's actually happened. There's over 167 families, households, that actually went ahead and filled out a connection card. There's 117 that attended the Coffee and Connection, where after second service on the second Sunday, they go up, and then they just get to meet some staff and some volunteers and meet each other and connect. That's happening right around us. I'm grateful for that fact that God is raising up new people. 57 of those guests already have jumped into a growth group. So they were new at some point this past year, and they're already in a growth group. 22 of those new people are already serving in different roles in different ministries around the church. And this is one of my favorites here. 68 new Sunlight families. 68 families are now in Sunlight that weren't a year ago. I think about hospitality, the welcoming, and we think about that team. There's over 100 volunteers on a monthly basis that make our coffee, serve our coffee, standing outside. Actually, I saw the guys that were directing traffic. They're inside now, and listening. Good. Right? It's cold out there. They're still out there. We have so many people that volunteer, the ushers, the people that seat us, seating team. Over 100 people. And that's happened in the middle of this pandemic. In the middle of all this, that's what God is doing. I think about the security team that we have. Our team has actually doubled this year. And these are very committed people. They do training and they are here. They are so faithful. Thankful for them. Think about what happens in our facilities. And we don't notice unless the air conditioning goes out or the heat goes out, right? Well, we have all new air conditioners thanks to our facilities team this year. We have 8 people that come in and mow. We have 4 people that remove snow. We need probably 4 more for that if you're interested in driving a truck with a plow. Anyway, right? It's volunteers. I think about the way that the group comes together and there are people that come once a week and spend their day here just serving, whether that's in facilities, whether that's being a receptionist, taking phone calls and directing people, being a welcoming face to people that are walking in to our building. I think about our care team. This past year, we either led or helped put on 100 funerals. 100 funerals. And yeah, I get why would we celebrate that? I'll tell you why, because that means there were 100 families that we got to love on and be there for and listen to and pray for and care for them when they were going through what's potentially one of the worst days or weeks in their entire life. And we get to be a part of that through our pastors and volunteers. Tremendous things to be grateful for, that God has opened up that door in ways that we can hardly imagine. I think about the other areas of care, not just the 400 families that were helped financially, but the cancer support group, the helping hands, the helping hearts. There's so much going on, and God is using people. I think about Stephen Ministries, where we have over 50 people that are trained and equipped to just come alongside us when we go through something, to be there to listen, to encourage, and to pray for us. 50 people willing, and most of them already committed to people and doing that even as we speak. I think about missions, obviously something close to my heart, but there's so much that God is doing even around the world as we think we can't travel. And that's one of the reasons we have partners, because they're out there doing the work of the ministry. I think about those teams that are in place, that continues. I think about our pit crews, 60 people who are connected and encourage and support and pray for and walk alongside all of our mission partners. I think about the fact that that's all volunteer-led. Think about how it's growing. I think about the inability for us to send out teams right now because of the pandemic, the difficulty of travel. And so this year was different than a lot of years. But the team, the missions committee, felt like we should go out to Wyoming, which is a place out in Pennsylvania that actually exposes people to tribal church planning, to plant churches amongst the reached people around the world, to take the gospel to people who've never heard it. And we had 37 people in two different trips go out there. And one of those couples that went, young, early in their careers are going great. They went out there, and I'm not saying this to scare you, but they went out there, and they were challenged. And Dan and Madison, when they got back, it took them about a month to really figure it out and actually say yes. But they went ahead and enrolled in Ethnos 360 Bible Institutes to begin their training as missionaries. God is working. We should be grateful for that. I think about our ESL program, or English as a Second Language program. Sam and Laura working together, Laura on the side of evangelism and outreach, and Sam with Hispanic ministries. They put together a team of 21 volunteers, and every week for 10 weeks, they were up at Leesburg Elementary School, and they had 21 volunteers that were sitting with people who are struggling to learn English. There's 41 people, mostly adults, but some of the students as well. When they ended the year, after being up there for that time, those 10 weeks, they had a Christmas party, and over 80 people were involved with that. One of the guys that prayed in English, had to write it down, but wanted to show his appreciation. That's just the beginning of some of the things that are happening, but God has done that. That's what he's doing, and there's going to be other opportunities. We're going to see that expand over this next year. Sunlight. Listen to this. 50 children placed their faith in Christ this past year. Okay. 50 of our kids came to faith in Christ and placed their faith in what he's done for them. And he's now their forever friend, and that's how they talk about it down there. And I love that. And we all got to be a part of that. This is what's happening in our body, in this church. It's happening to us, and we got to be a part of that. They also have a missions project where they're teaching our kids how to have a global view, the way that God has a global view, to take the gospel everywhere, like he says in Matthew 28. And so as they've done that, they were trying to raise money for Bibles and bicycles for Scripture Union, one of our partners in Uganda. They had a goal of $1,500, and they blew that away, and just about $4 short of $2,000, which was then matched by our missions committee. So we were able to send $4,000 for Bibles for kids in public schools that they can have, and then bicycles for pastors as they go to the schools and teach Bible classes. Praise God. Aren't you grateful that we got to be a part of that? I think about the baptisms, and typically we have two baptisms in a year, and this year we had to add one because we had people, so many people that were wanting and waiting to just give that public testimony of that. 118 people, 52 kids, 25 teenagers. God is working. He did all this while we're wringing our hands about all the stuff that's happening and all the angst that we feel and wondering if it's ever going to be the same. No. Well, I know things aren't like they were, but that doesn't limit God. And we can be grateful for these things. Student ministries. 57 of our high schoolers and junior high kids serve in this church. That puts us to shame, doesn't it? Oh, we're not talking about shame. We're talking about celebrating. The fact that teenagers who we talk are so self-centered, they're actually serving others. I think about what's happened with Camp with an Impact. Most of the volunteers at Camp with an Impact are former campers. A lot of them are actually high schoolers that give up a week of their summer to go back and be counselors and work and cook and clean and serve for that week of camp. 100 students went this year, and they were impacted. God is at work. Our high school youth group now has 20 more people in it since pre-COVID. So our youth group has grown by 20 students over the last 2 years in the middle of all of this chaos. Our youth group's actually larger now than it has been in the last 8 years. Those are things that we can all be grateful for. Growth groups mentioned. We're going to talk about that a lot. We have seen so much growth happening in people's lives because they are in growth groups. 532 people, way more than we thought we'd have, but 100 leaders trained to go ahead and lead those. And here's a map up here that we can show you. Just gives you an idea of where those all are at. And just to say again, there are so many opportunities there. There's no limit, really, to when, what day, what time, what kind of group. In your neighborhood, come to the church, there's childcare. There's really nothing that would prevent you except your schedule and priorities. It's going to be launching again. You can actually get started signing up today. I could read you some testimonies. I won't take the time. Here's what happens. When we express our gratitude for what God is doing, it gives us courage. It gives us confidence for what's to come. Because we know He's going to do it again. He's the one that's building His church. This hasn't caught Him by surprise. And we might not know what 2022 has in store for us. He does. He knows exactly what is going to happen. And I can tell you one thing. He's going to see people reached with the gospel, and He's going to grow His children up to become more like Him so that we can reach people with the gospel, so we can live the lives of freedom, that we can live lives of gratitude when we seemingly don't have anything circumstantially to be grateful for. That's what He is wanting for us. 1 Thessalonians 5:16 through 18 says this: always be joyful, never stop praying, be thankful in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you who belong to Christ Jesus. Always be joyful. Unless there's a pandemic or somebody says, I have to wear a mask, or they won't wear a mask, or could we go on? Always be joyful. Never stop praying. Be thankful in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you who belong to Jesus Christ. You see, this is part of God's will. Dan and Madison, that couple who's thinking about missions and feeling led to mission, and they're asking constantly, I wonder what God has, and what about work, and what about support, and what about which school should we go to, and what country should we go to, and how should we be involved? What's God's will? That's a question I often get asked. Well, I don't have the answers for Dan and Madison, except I can tell them this. Never stop praying, be joyful, and in all circumstance, be thankful. That's God's will for us as His children. Now, I want to be clear here. It says be thankful in all circumstance. That's different than being thankful for the circumstance. I know some people would teach that means whatever happens, you should thank God for it. I don't do that. When I lost one of my best friends, I wasn't thanking God for the circumstance that I was going through, and even worse for his family and his five kids. Wasn't thankful for that circumstance. But I could be grateful in that circumstance that he knew Jesus Christ and that God was right in the center of all that and was there for that family and was there with me. Doesn't have to be grateful for what's happening. Our country's tearing itself apart. I'm not thanking God that our country's being torn apart. I'm thankful that he's in control. I'm thankful that he's working in my life. I'm thankful that he knows me personally and loves me and cares for me. I could tell you lots of stories of those times in my life. You have your own. For some of you, even the idea of being grateful after the year that you've had. And I'm not talking about COVID. I'm talking about losing someone you love. The heartache that you've gone through. We can be grateful not for that hardship, but because God is right there with you. And we know him. You know, those secular people that were saying, man, faith needs to be a part of psychiatry because it helps people. They don't know why. We do, because we know him, because we have him, because we, yes, have faith. But we have more than just faith. We understand grace. We have forgiveness. We have salvation. And we can experience God's unfailing love no matter what is happening in our lives. Philippians 4, 6 and 7 says, don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank him for what he has done. Then you will experience God's peace, which exceeds anything we can understand. His peace will guard your hearts and minds as you live in Christ Jesus. Don't worry about anything. Anybody have anxiety? Anybody worry about things? Yeah. It says, stop it. Don't worry about those things. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need. He's there. He hears you. He's listening. He cares. He loves you. Tell him. And then, see, it's a then, and this is why we're talking about this idea of gratitude. We're going to be talking, as we think about these spiritual practices of prayer, of talking with God, of being in his word, of celebrating the things he's done. The reason we do that is so that we can fall in love with him. And as we do that, guess what happens? Then we can have peace that passes all understanding. Peace in the middle of these storms of life. Wouldn't it be great if we were known as people that have peace and people of peace? Can you imagine the impact that would have on our world? You know, as I read those stats early on, yes, it's so great that we are able to come together and we know God and we have faith and Christ has saved us and we're forgiven. It's so great that we have all of that, but what about those who don't? Those stats about the condition of people all around us, and we wonder why they're angry. We wonder why they're doing the things they're doing. We wonder why they don't have peace. Because the only way to have peace is to know Christ. Know him in a way that you take your concerns to him. And he's the one that gives us peace. I want to skip down, Kevin, to 1 Timothy 6, verses 6 through 8. Says this, yet true godliness with contentment is itself great wealth. After all, we brought nothing with us when we came into this world, and we can take nothing, anything with us when we leave it. So if we have enough food and clothing, let us be content. As we express our gratitude for God, we can actually be content. If you're looking for contentment anywhere else apart from Jesus Christ, you can't have it. We live our whole lives chasing after things that we think will make us content. And we work hard at it. We pursue it. We commit to it. We do it. And then when we get it, we recognize very quickly that wasn't enough, and now we have to go after something else. Tell me that's not how you live your life. I mean, I was so excited about this sweater Christmas morning, and now I'm like, I'm re-gifting this thing. It's turning into a dress as I'm walking around up here. It's ridiculous. So look for this next year. I'm so excited, new sweater. Gonna get, anyway. Right? We get something, and that's a sweater. What about that truck? What about that car? What about that house? What about this? What about that? It can't bring contentment. You're just going to have more. But we can be content because we have everything we need in God our Father. There's a difference between thankfulness and gratitude. Thankfulness is usually for a thing. This sweater, I was thankful for this thing. Gratitude really gets to the giver. It moves us towards the giver, the one who gave the gift. That's the difference. Thanksgiving is often in the temporal. It's not eternal. Gratitude often is connected deeper emotionally and to something of more value. I think about the 10 lepers who Jesus healed. And this is an insidious disease. Your skin is decaying. Your body is decaying while you're still alive. That's really what leprosy does to you. And not only that, you're an outcast. No one can come near you. And these 10 people who had leprosy, and Jesus heals them, and he says, hey, go to the priest and so you can have the rites done so you can be clean again and join society again. And as they go, they're healed. They're healed. 10 of them. They were all happy they were healed. I'm guessing they were even thankful that they were healed. But only one was grateful. And he came back to the one who'd healed him and expressed that gratitude. And that's what our gratitude can do. It's like a cycle. The more that we express our gratitude to God, it takes us back to Him, and we can see more of what He's doing. Let's express our gratitude to Him. I want to just leave you with a couple things to put in practice into your life. One is to write down the things you're grateful for. I see my wife Karen do this every morning as she's having her devotion, as she's reading and she's praying. She writes down things that she is grateful for. It puts her in that cycle of going back to God and giving Him the credit for the things that He's doing. Write those things down. Focus on the eternal, not the temporal. Focus on the giver, our Lord Jesus, and not just the gift. And then celebrate. Celebrate in song. Celebrate in your prayers. Celebrate in practice for what He has done. We're going to end our time being grateful and celebrating communion. And I know for some, the idea of gratefulness and with all you've gone through, maybe more than you can take, and you probably can't even see the things, what do I really have to be grateful for? Can I tell you, when everything gets stripped away, if I had nothing else, what I would have is my salvation. And I have salvation because of our Lord Jesus Christ. If you have nothing else to write down that you're grateful for, write this down, that Christ died for my sins. And that's why we say we celebrate communion. It is a celebration of what God has done. So go ahead and take out your elements. Be reading 1 Corinthians 11. It says this, "For I pass on to you what I received from the Lord himself on the night when he was betrayed. The Lord Jesus took some bread and gave thanks to God for it. Then he broke it into pieces and said, 'This is my body, which is given for you. Do this to remember me.'" Go ahead and take the bread. Being grateful, he was willing to have his body broken for you, for me. In the same way, he took a cup of wine after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant between God and his people, an agreement confirmed with my blood. Do this to remember me as often as you drink it." Go ahead and take the juice. Being grateful that he gave his very life for you. I pray that 2022 is a year of gratitude for what God is doing, what he's going to do, and that he's coming again.
If you are encouraged by today's message, be sure to subscribe on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you stream your podcasts. For more information about the church or help taking next steps, please visit us at warsaw.cc or follow us on any of our social media channels. Thanks for joining us for this message and for listening to the Warsaw Community Church Podcast.